Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and this week on the podcast, we have Jill Zarin from The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club on Peacock, which is out today. She's also obviously from The Real Housewives of New York City. She is an OG. She is the OG of NYC, and it was my first time interviewing Jill, and it's just great having Jill back on our TV screens. And, you know, it was fun to get some time with her to kind of jump back and forth between Ultimate Girls Trip and Roni Legacy, and just kind of status of Housewives in general. Her new era with Jill and Allie, the company that she started with her daughter. You know, it was just fun to talk to her, and I think her perspective on things is always worthwhile, always worth hearing. You know, she's not in the first episode of Girls Trip, but she does make quite the entrance in episode 2. It harkens back to one of her most iconic moments on the show. I won't ruin it, but I will just say, hi. That's a little preview for it. And yeah, I mean, again, like, she had some really great insights into certain things. We talked about her and Bethany running into each other on the plane, and she wouldn't tell me exactly what they talked about, which I think she's saving probably for like a Watch What Happens Live moment or something like that, which I totally get. And there are some welcome interruptions from Allie, her daughter, and also Gary, her boyfriend. So yeah, it was a great interview. I loved getting some time with Jill. And if you're an OG Roni fan like I am, you'll love listening to this or watching this. So yeah, keep listening for my interview with Jill Zarin. Tune in to The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club on Peacock, streaming now. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Jill Zarin, the star of the upcoming Peacock Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club, former star of The Real Housewives of New York City, also co-founder of Jill and Allie. Jill, you wear many hats. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
I was just thinking that myself, that I wear a lot of hats. They don't always look good on me, though. But
that's always how it's been, though, you know? I like it like that.
Thanks.
So, I mean, it's premiere week. We're recording this 2 days before the show comes out. There's a premiere party tonight. This is going to come out the day that the show comes out. Does it feel like you filmed this decades ago? Like, I feel like it's been a long lead up to this.
It has been a long lead up, but a great, you know, like a fun ride lead up. And the girls are all in town now for the premiere party, and somebody saw us on the buses yesterday. You know, I thought that they do the buses like by the month, like you buy the month of June, you buy the month of July. I feel like they're just getting on the buses now. So maybe they bought July and they're getting on early.
I'd love that. And I remember the first season, they were on the buses for a while. So I think you're going to be seeing your face on buses for maybe all summer.
Oh my God, how great would that be? Although I'm not here very much. But yes, when I come into town, I definitely would love to see that. But you know, I want to see if they buy the billboard on Sunset.
That would be a major.
I would fly out for that one. Because a friend of mine is on one now, Zach, who owns 75 Main in the Hamptons. He's on the billboard because he has a show on Discovery.
I'd love if you guys got that. That's prime location there.
Crazy.
Do you feel like, I mean, because again, like you haven't been on Housewives for over 10 years now. Do you feel like, does this feel right to you? Does this feel like a feeling that you've had before? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, listen, just because I wasn't on the show didn't mean I wasn't, you know, a part of the show.
Of course.
Especially because I was the first one on one of the first franchises. Yeah. I mean, I definitely have always felt part of the family. You know, I've had, you know, fights and makeups with some of the executives and things like that, but I'm in a really good place now. And, you know, it's like in any family, you know, you go through cycles, but it feels great. Honestly, it feels great. And you know, I always say, you know, it's my last hurrah, and this is probably my last hurrah. So, you know, I'm going to try to enjoy it as much as I can. I never thought I'd see my face on a bus again, ever.
All right. So, Jill, I mean, you've had two interactions this week that people are loving on social. Obviously, first is the Bethany flight photo. You guys are on the same plane together.
Surprise.
Hi. What did you guys talk about? Did you talk, like, did you get up and kind of go to each other's seats?
You know,
seats
I'm going to have to save that for something. I'm going to have to save that conversation for something.
But you guys did have a moment.
We totally reconnected, and it was really nice.
That's really great to hear.
By her posting that. I knew she obviously that she took the picture, didn't know if she was going to post it, not post it. And, you know, I'm so, I don't want to say the word afraid, but, you know, I'm so sensitive to that word thirsty, you know, that I wasn't going to be the one to post anything. Nothing. zip up.
But that moment's too big to not post it. Come on. And again, I see you. I think people see you together. I'm one of those people. And it just brings us all back to something really special. Like that was a really special time and your friendship was such amazing, like heartwarming TV and fun TV 10 years ago. And to see you guys, I mean, there's been ups and downs obviously over the years, but like to see that moment and to see you guys smiling together is fun.
I actually felt it with her. And I've seen her over the years at various different things for a quick hello or whatever. Yeah. And it's never been antagonistic or anything, you know, regardless of what you see or read, it's never been physically antagonistic where it's like, you know, she'll give me a miss or I'll give her a miss or anything like that. But I have to say that it was honestly with open arms, I think on both ends, you know, that we were literally sitting 35,000 feet above it all. You know, I'm up here, that we were both above it all and reconnected. And it was great. It was great. It was really nice.
I'm really glad to hear that.
I don't know what Andy's comment is though. I don't, you know, I don't always, I'm the person who doesn't get jokes.
What did he comment again? Remind me.
So it wasn't a joke, but I'm just saying I'm not the one who always can interpret things right. What was his comment? He said that, right, he's sending, he didn't say cameras. He says, I'm sending a crew with certified checks.
I don't know what that meant.
I don't know what that meant.
I know what the sending, everyone always says, I need Andy in the camera. That's sort of like whenever there's something good happening, that's what people say, because that was said on a show. But I don't know what the certified checks reference is. I'm not really sure what that was.
Well, probably because, you know, Bethany will not do it unless she gets paid.
Oh, there we go.
Do anything unless she gets paid, which, by the way, she's the best businesswoman of them all.
Oh, of course.
I don't know. I don't know what he meant.
Yeah. And then the other one was last night you were hanging out with Ramona and Vicky. And
that was not planned. I mean, Vicky was planned.
Because obviously Vicky's on the show, but Ramona and Vicky have a history as well. They've had a good history, though.
No. I don't think they fight.
They were on at BravoCon. They were on the Watch What Happens Live big taping together where it was squashed that beef because they argued over who put Housewives on the map.
That's right. That's a funny one, though. That wasn't like some of them.
So that's not serious.
Yeah, that wasn't like some of them were not funny. You know, we're like somebody, I think it was again Ramona, you know, like giving someone a miss or something. Like that wasn't fun. But this, yeah, that was always like who's the big boss. Okay.
So you guys just had a fun night together last night.
Well, Ramona and I live in the same building.
That's
so
crazy.
You know, full circle, who would have thought, you know, after
that's
all
truly,
these
truly.
You know, and I'm legally single. So, you know, like the two single housewives living in the same building. And Luann lives in the next building. She lives next door. I could spit on her, you know, balcony. So it's crazy that.
Yeah, that's just fun.
It all ends up being that same circle. It's always the same circle of friends.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, in my opinion, that's my opinion. Is that what you said, Tamara? That's my opinion.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
My opinion, and I've said this from day one, that it doesn't matter what they call the show, none of that, it's always the cast.
Yes, I agree.
And I think that Bravo learned some hard lessons by trying to say it's not the cast, it's the show. Doesn't matter who the cast is, the show is the sixth housewife or whatever, or the city is the sixth housewife. And I think that they've proven that it's not true. It is the cast.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it all starts with the cast. And I think that
you think,
good cast can be put anywhere and it'd still be a good show. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's what this new legacy show shows, that when you have the right girls together, and by the way, you could have a right girl in the wrong group.
Totally.
And I'm sure that they will make mistakes as they continue this. They'll probably make mistakes where it'll be like in hindsight, oh, we shouldn't have put Jill in that group. We should have put Jill in the other group or whatever it is. But it is, it's, you know, I always said it's all on New York, all roads lead back to Jill's Aaron. You know, like 6 degrees of Kevin's, what was it? 6 degrees of
separation. Yeah. Six degrees of Jill's Aaron. Yeah,
no,
there we go.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Right.
5 degrees of Jill's Aaron. Because even on season 13, when Ebony was introduced to the housewives and she was sitting in the back of the car, and mind you, editors allowed this to stay in because there's a lot of stuff said, you know, it doesn't make it, but they allowed in that Ebony said that she met Luann at Jill's Aaron's charity event, which by the way, I would love to mention this, that on July 16th, my daughter, Allie, and I have relaunched my charity event, the Luxury Ladies Luncheon in the Hamptons,
Major.
In honor of Bobby, We felt it was missing in our lives. And I also think that a lot of people who came to the event in the past felt it was missing. The pandemic's over and all that bad stuff is over. Time to get back to fun, free, and fabulous. That's good. Fun, free, and fabulous.
Write that down.
Not free to come to the event, but when you get there, it is for charity.
Fun is free, right? Exactly.
All of it's free.
So Jill, let's talk a little bit about the show, because again, a lot of people are excited to have you back on their screens. It's we're going to see you once a week on Peacock. It's been 11 years though. And I, at a certain point, I recognize a big change in Housewives. And obviously this is not Housewives of New York. This is Ultimate Girls Trip. It's a different scenario, but I'm curious if from this experience that you had filming, what were some of the biggest changes that you noticed just in terms of how the women operated or how the production operated, because things have changed over the years. I just think in terms of how people approach the shows.
Well, first of all, COVID was a big thing, but that was just has to do with the times, that we didn't have to deal with back then. And I started reality TV when it was no budget. I mean, literally no budget. They were given I don't know how much they get now, but if they were, given $10 to make a show then, now they're getting $100. You know what I mean? Doesn't necessarily mean it's filtering down to the finished product, mind you. But somebody's getting rich. And so, at the house, it was, quite an impressive amount of crew and layers to produce a show. There were no story producers or when you see the runs at the end of the show and you see all the titles of people. Yeah. There were none of those when I did the show. It was just there were no directors or anything. They literally, it was a very much more of a documentary reality, than it is now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it bad. It's just much bigger.
No. Yeah. And I do agree. The production value is just so different, but I do think that there's something to be said about how it was, obviously, but I don't know if it'll ever go back to that style,
even lighting and things like that. I just did another show in my apartment for Julia Hart. She's on Netflix, and I'm doing an episode for her show, and when they came over, I thought that they were going to come and put all this tape on my ceilings and da 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 da, and they came in with these strip lighting LEDs or whatever, and they just put it, and that was it.
That's all they needed.
And it was real light. It wasn't bright. Like, I remember when we would do things, it would be if we did a party scene or whatever, bright lights, because you have to see,
totally.
But they don't do that anymore. They don't need to have those bright lights. These LEDs, which are natural light.
That's a nice change. Yeah, that's a nice change.
Yeah,
No.
So it feels a little bit more real.
Totally.
Yeah,
So you're not in the first episode. You missed the first night.
I missed the first fight. We like to say, I got past the COVID fight.
Which is honestly a good one to miss.
I definitely didn't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Right. But then
feel a little bad because I'm not really in the trailer.
Because it's a lot of the intro stuff, right? Exactly.
I wasn't there. So there's a big, in Times Square, somebody posted in Times Square yesterday that there's the promo reel is airing on this, 1,000-foot screen, and I'm not in it at all. And I feel a little bad I missed that, but I don't feel bad.
You'll be on the buses. You'll be on the buses. Yeah. But okay, but then I don't want to ruin it for people, but in the second episode, you do make a big entrance, and it really harkens back to one of your iconic moments on Housewives of New York. And I was sensing the lead up to this moment, and I was, as a fan, this is gonna be great. But then the women don't give you the reaction that you might have expected them to. Why do you think that was? Were they not picking up on the illusions?
Well, first of all I'm looking at is, looks like I took a nap in the car because my hair is all fucked up. I don't know what I did. I'm also wearing my surprise t-shirt that says Team Jill in the back, which of course I'm selling on jillzarin.com with my Where's My Diet Coke and all my other merch, because, honestly, nobody really made great merch.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't, so we did. Look at this.
And yours is great. Yours is
every city. I gave them to, I don't think I get, I had the sweatshirts then, but I have one for every city, but we made everybody's tagline.
That's so smart.
And I gave it to each housewife, a sweatshirt with their tagline and their logo. So we had an apple. So we did an embroidered apple, obviously, embroidered diamond for Beverly Hills, an embroidered peach. So it's, a little bit, and it's very high quality, really soft.
Yes.
So I hope
it's
at
also,
least
but it's also pretty it. Simple. I like it. It's clean and simple, but also.
Yeah, I just thought it would be fun because I think the fans love merch. They totally. Do.
Oh, we love. Merch. Oh, we love. We'll spend money on anything.
So let's hope and I can sell some merch.
I think the surprise shirt's going to do well.
But no, so I walk in with a surprise shirt, but I'm wearing a navy blazer, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Why didn't I have a black blazer with me?
I think you looked cute. I like it. I don't know.
The whole thing is, and the pants were too high. I don't know. The whole thing was there. I have to say, it shows you how long. I'll only speak for myself that I've been on television to show that I can't put myself together on TV. And I couldn't then either. So the whole thing's a disaster. I need a stylist. That's all.
So you go into the show, and it seems like the people you knew the most were Vicky and Dorinda. I feel like you've known them both for the longest. Would you say that those are the people that you're still closest to after this experience? Or who would you say kind of is also up there with them in terms of who you kind of connected to?
I'm going to have to let you watch and see what happens. I don't want to give it away. Okay. You got to see how the relationships and the alliance, I don't want to say the alliances, there's no really alliance.
Yeah.
But to see who, you know, who sits in what cars.
Yeah. Right?
Which group of girls kind of gravitate to which group of girls and which ones don't want to sit with other ones. So let's see.
Let me ask you this, because I'm kind of sensing some of this from the beginning. Do things change as it goes on, or is it sort of naturally from the beginning it formed? Okay.
No, I think things change. I think in the beginning, you just end up where you are. It's like in class, in school.
Yeah.
You end up, you sit in a desk, and by the end of the year, you know, your desk is moved.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm also sensing, I mean, again, from those first two episodes, you're definitely one of the voices of reason in this group. It's a group of strong personalities, I would say. Yeah. And you also obviously have a strong personality, but even from your confessionals, there's a voice of the people aspect to what you're bringing to this.
What I'm really happy about is that at the end of it all, you know, at the end of New York, at the end of this, at the end of my life or whatever, that people, if they watch this, and I haven't seen the whole thing, I've only seen 3 episodes,
right?
But I know how I was, that, you know, you get back what you started with.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you liked me, because we all have lovers and haters, right? But I think that there was a part in Housewives of New York where I changed and circumstances changed, and there were behind the scenes things that happened that nobody knows about, no needs to know about. You don't see the full picture necessarily in front of you, where I think that over the life of myself as a person, you know, we all have ups and downs. I think where I am now is where I want people to remember me.
That's a nice sentiment. I like that sentiment. That's nice. Yeah.
I think so. And I think for all of us, I kind of think our real characters come out on the show,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It is.
That makes me grateful that you are at least having this chance to show, obviously you're still the Jill that we know and love, but also you've grown and you have changed a little bit, but for the better, you know, and that's a nice opportunity for you.
I think so. And I'm happy, and I'm very grateful to Andy and to, you know, Bravo for giving me that opportunity to come back and kind of just, you know, leave with where I want to leave, not the way I left.
That. Yeah, totally. From the first two episodes,
Though that I thought my season 4, I loved season 4 of all the seasons besides between one. What is called Vicky?
Oh my god!
I know. I loved season 1. Well, obviously, I didn't love season 3, but I loved season 1. But I really loved season 4 on The Housewives. Yeah. I did, and I don't know why they fired the four of us. I'll never know the real answer.
I think in hindsight, people kind of reframed that season and kind of reclaimed it almost. Like I see clips from that season around a lot, actually, especially the trip you guys took that season. Yeah, Morocco is a huge moment. Yeah, there's so many clips. There's so many like memeable, amazing moments from that.
And there was
no moment.
Real fighting. No. I have to tell you, I don't remember that season. You know, I was told, that the reason why they fired the four of us is because the fans thought it got too dark. That's not how I remembered it at all.
I don't think that was a dark season by any means.
At all.
No.
Three was dark. 3 was very dark.
Of course it was, yeah.
But I thought 4 was very light and fun and funny. I mean, there was just so many memorable scenes that if we could ever find out the truth, if Andy would ever really tell the truth.
It's interesting. If anything, the one new addition to that season, Cindy, like, and that's not really shade, but she never really gelled with the group. I think that's the one.
No, she did. But she really did. Do you know that I am still very friendly with her? And Luann sees her once a month because she goes to her what's it called? V-Spa.
The Vajazzling.
We went right. to V-Spa a lot. So we are all better friends. And Kelly's friends with her too. So we're all better friends with her now than we ever
yeah,
were.
Yeah, but I think on the show, maybe it just didn't, like, and because Sonia gave her a hard time. Sonia gave her a hard time,
but that's what the show's about, right? You don't get along with everybody. You're not everyone's cup of tea.
And I'm wondering if you, because at a certain, I mean, there's been this sort of narrative over the years of like, again, a lot of fans have wanted you to come back for a while, like you wanted to come back. And I feel like what I'm wondering if for you, as you were sort of watching Housewives evolve, not just New York, but just in general, was there a moment that you kind of realized that like what you left in season four wasn't what you were going to come back to, that it was sort of a different show? Because I think that sort of happened for Heather when she came back in this most recent season. It was a different show for her. And she came back and I think it was a little bit more like cutthroat. It was a little bit more intense than she expected it to be. And she dropped out of filming after the thing with Leah and all that. I think that it was a different show than she expected.
I don't really know what happened with her. Did they hire her as a housewife and then she quit?
She came back as a friend, but she was only on for like several episodes. And then she came to
that's all a friend is. Isn't that all a friend is?
Well, no, but a lot of these days, friends are kind of around all season. They just don't really get as many personal scenes. But she was back. She came to Ramona's house in the Hamptons and then she stopped filming after like it sort of blew up in her face. So I don't know. I'm curious if for you, like, did you ever think about the show and be like, maybe this isn't what I left and want to come back to?
I actually thought, well, first of all, you know, I actually left the show and quit that summer. And then I got fired. But I had quit first and then they fired me. But it doesn't matter because to me it's semantics. I was off the show. And it wasn't just me. There were three other girls who were also, you know, asked to leave. So they completely redid the show.
Yeah.
I actually thought that I should have been, if I was a producer and knowing what I know, they should have brought me back 4 years ago because I'm the only one that's still friends with, I mean, and I'm not, I cast the show. So I actually was very hurt when there was a couple of years ago, I spoke to Bravo about coming back to some extent. And they said to me, it doesn't matter who, but they said to me that I didn't really, that I didn't really fit in anymore. And like, meaning that I didn't have, that it was a different cast or whatever, that I didn't really fit anymore. And I just let it go because that's just, it doesn't matter. Give me whatever it is, you know, it was a no.
Yeah.
But it wasn't true because the only one who really was friends with any of them was me. Like they would keep bringing people on who knew nobody. So I was friends with Sonia. I still am. I was friends with Luann. I still am. Ramona and I were together last night. We've been frenemies, good, bad, or indifferent since we started 15 years ago, which is what better TV do you want than someone who has a relationship that doesn't get along all the time? Or would you rather bring on three strangers who are 15 years younger and have zero in common with any of these girls of this generation? Mm. But it was insulting to me to say that I don't fit in. What does that mean?
I mean, you would have been a glue. You would have been a glue.
I was just like, well, then just tell the truth. You know, I do fit in, but you just don't want me back. That's okay.
But why do you think they wouldn't want you back?
I don't even know what that means. But
right.
I always believe I left the show back then because Bobby was sick, and I had a lot of anxiety, which I suffered with without medication, which I get for now, and I couldn't handle just the cycle of television, like the whole anxiety, you know, not knowing when you're coming back, all the secretiveness. It just wasn't for me. You know, I've always been in control of my destiny. I've always been my own boss. And I just didn't like not having that control. And I didn't like my relationship with Bobby and where it was going. And I thought I needed a break anyway. So I asked for one and then it was like a permanent break. But there was a point where I did think that I should come back because I thought it would be fun and I was friends with the girls. And Luann's telling me I should come back. I should come back. They need me, whatever. And then I speak to them and they're like, you know, the show's moved. Oh, I think they said like the show's moved in a different direction. I'm like, what direction? You're still in the Hamptons filming with my friends. Anyway, it's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
But I think what I was saying to them, I was right.
Yeah, and it must be a weird feeling knowing that there were so many people that wanted you to come back in the viewership, that some of the women, half the cast wanted you to come back, and you're not really getting a straight answer. That just must be a frustrating experience. But it seems like you've come to terms with it. Right, exactly.
Oh yeah. I mean, listen, I have a great life. And what I really hate is when people call me thirsty. I hate that word because you couldn't have a less thirsty person. I've always, you know, I'm driven and I'm ambitious and I always, you know, manifest. That's why we have, you know, plug, a manifestation candle line, because we manifest what we want. I mean, I do, Allie does, you know, if I want something, I think about it. I make my list or whatever it is and I go for it.
Well, Jill, I mean, throughout our conversation, you've sort of said that this ultimate girls trip, you feel like it's sort of your last hurrah, that it's, you know, you're getting a chance to reclaim some of the narrative around you.
Right? How lucky am I?
You're really lucky and it's really amazing. And I think a lot of people are happy about it. But obviously a couple months ago, they made the announcement about Legacy. And you joked on Instagram that you're calling Andy to call you.
Talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
We actually straightened that out on an interview this week on a podcast, but I'll let Allie answer. Allie, could you answer that question?
What's the question?
About when it came out about the Legacy show, how I went on Instagram and did a little emoji. Could you come on in over here, please? Straighten that out for Yahoo and the 35 billion listeners.
We were in the middle of a photo shoot for our merch, and we were very excited because everyone was freaking out on the internet and everyone was posting, tagging my mom, and it like blew up. And obviously I had my mom's account. And so I just,
instinctively
commented with a phone because everyone was like, either said to call Jill or everyone was saying
because Andy said Jill's going to be my first phone.
We didn't read the article.
Yet. Oh.
No, we did not read the article.
It was osmosis. Yeah.
We saw the headlines and I said, I just did an emoji to Andy. And then my mom
wrote the emoji.
And then my mom called Andy and Andy texted her saying, I'll call you back. And then sent the article. I mean, read the article and it said, Jill's going to be my first phone call. So even though the emoji was a joke, Jill was.
I was.
The first phone
but
call.
Allie.
But it was Allie.
It was emoji. Me. It was me. But Jill,
it was meant to be tongue-in-cheek, not literal.
Of course.
So that's not something you want to do. Like you didn't call Andy and say.
It was more to talk about the article, not to talk.
Well, I did call Andy, but not to come back on the show.
Got it.
What
are you talking about? One Legacy. Why are you doing two shows? Ramona needs.
And Andy always talks about it. All the girls always talk to Andy and call him. I'm sure.
Right.
He's in Cannes right now.
Of course I know. I'm so jealous.
So you don't want to be on Legacy, whatever the show is ends up being. You don't really want to do that.
I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
That's how I get in trouble.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Who do you, other than yourself coming back or not coming back, take that out of the equation. Who do you think should who do you think like would be good on that show? Because all these women.
I think if you're going to call it a Legacy,
yeah,
it has to be first season.
Okay.
Maybe second. That's
okay.
It.
So maybe like Kelly and Sonia.
I definitely think that Sonia and Kelly, and then the original five, and that's it.
Okay.
Not one more. I don't think it should be any other Housewives. If it's going to be called Legacy, if you want to call it New York Housewives Second Generation or whatever, or maybe actually the new show should be called New York Housewives Second Generation because they're the new ones, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. But if it's Legacy, you can't have someone who just came on season five. That's not a Legacy, in my opinion.
Okay. I get that.
There's too many Legacy because there's five original and then you've got Sonia and Kelly. So, and then you have Simon. So that's eight. You know, so out of eight, even if you get five or six, you're good. So if Simon, I think they need Simon and Alex, absolutely need them for so many reasons, but
flying back from Australia, right?
No, they might do it for money, but which there's no shame in that game. And that's why people do it. But I think that you can do the show without them. If you have five, if you have more, great, but as long as you have five,
we need at least five.
Oh geez. You can't have anybody on. And I love the girls who came after that. It doesn't mean that they couldn't do a cameo or they couldn't be a friend of.
Totally.
But if you're going to do a Legacy show, it's got to be the original girls who were together. Mm. In other words, like if you bring on, so I was on for four seasons, right? And I'm the first one who left, or me and Alex left together. So anybody who was on with the original, you know, five, would qualify.
It's fair game.
I would qualify to be on it. Like even a Sid Barshop would, because she filmed with us. But you can't bring on like like Aviva, and don't take it personally, Aviva, I love you, but like you can't bring on an Aviva or Dorinda or any of those because they never filmed with us. So it's not legacy because there's no following up on a relationship. In other words, I think legacy means is it's before and after. So this was Jill and Bethany or Jill and Ramona, they hated each other, whatever it is, whatever the legend was, and now it's legacy. So now you come back 20 years later, 15 years later, and you see where they are now. But you can't bring on people who came on after us and see where we are now because we were never anywhere before.
Right. I get that. So in your mind,
because Bethany said she doesn't think you could do it with anyone but the original five or six. I think she would qualify as Sonia and Kelly, even though they weren't.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think
I don't think Bethany would do it with anybody else. I think that she would say it's got to be right. That or it's not going to happen.
Right. I think you're right. Jill, I'm curious again, like, because every single day I see clips from those early years being celebrated, like those years hold such a special place in so many people's hearts. And I'm not sure the show will ever get back to that, but what are the moments that you're a part of that you see pop up the most? Because I'm sure you see it every single day, but what are the ones that you see the most?
Well, I remember like things that stick out in my mind, and I wish I still had the outfit. I sold it because, you know, I was purging and whatever. I remember when Bethany and I went to go look at real estate. Mm-hmm. You know, she's become quite the real estate mogul herself.
Yeah.
But she didn't know that I had my real estate license because I didn't practice real estate, but I had my license. And we went to go look at an apartment for her, and we had to wear a hard hat. And I'll never forget this. Bethany turns to me and she goes, Cher called and she wants her outfit back. I mean, like those funny, loving... Yes. Memories is what I hold on to, that if I did legacy, I'd want to see again. I don't want to see it hateful. I don't want to see it bad. And I think I hate to say it, but I think that Bethany posting that photo of us yesterday was almost, I don't want a test or a sample of what it could be if it was done right.
It'd be really good.
Right. Right. Like if there had been a camera there, it would have been fun. Yeah, totally. It's a big if, but I think that like doing the legacy thing,
like you gotta do it right. As a producer, because she really does know.
She has that mind. Yeah, she has that mindset.
She's
totally.
She's been doing this for so many years. Listen, I always said, you know, I might've been the older one, the older sister, so to speak, you know, but you know, it was like this and then
that's how it was. Yeah.
And no shame because I wanted my life to go. I had to be a caretaker. I had a lot of things that I had to do in my life to, you know, my life was very different and it is what it is. And Bethany's trajectory was totally different. And I think that where we are now is like, she should be a producer of it because she really does know what it should be and, you know, how it hasn't been that way for a long time.
Yeah. Definitely. And lastly, I mean, I see Allie in the background here.
We're working.
I feel like Jill and Allie has been, I feel like it went from being this sort of impromptu homegrown tie-dye mask company. And now it's this big thing that's a success. Okay. And I mean, you're doing merch that's Housewives merch. And it's expanded. And my point is that it's expanded. And I feel like it's this sort of new era for you. It's this whole new fun thing for you guys to do together. Talk to me about it and talk to me about the expansion about it really quick before we sign off. Because
when I go tonight to the party, I'm totally wearing a Jill and Allie bag. So evening bag, Allie, which are available on Jill and Allie.
Yes, do it.
We're doing bags like these fun. Like great, you know, lightweight bags my mom loves. We're doing facial rollers and all this stuff. You know, girly.
Everybody's asking me.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So I know your coworker from Vanderbilt. We went to school together and I worked in art after school. And then COVID happens and everything changed for everyone. We kind of leaned in and leveraged our social platforms like everyone else did. Did it very early on and wanted to also give back to the community quickly. And we used our own resources and started tie-dyeing.
Well, first we did Not Just for Nurses,
but it just kept evolving and we kept on it. We have an amazing team. Alyssa and Bailey are here with us. And we're doing everything from beauty tools to bags to candles. And we're doing the gift shows for the first time this summer, which mom has no experience in retail. I have none. That's going to be really fun to have our own booth at the gift shows and sell these candles to boutiques and get them around the country.
It's major.
Really excited.
No, it's amazing. And it's I'm amazing. So proud of Maui. So like if Legacy were to happen, I mean, I can't even imagine, but it would have to be.
We're busy. We'll be showing our lives.
2.0, meaning the next generation, which by the way, I think that's a show. Avery, Allie, you know, even if you cross cities, even if you do New York, New Jersey merge, you know what I mean? Like I definitely think there's something there. And new girls, maybe like friends of theirs, and where she brought on friends and Avery brought on a friend because they're around the same age. But you know, they're not doing that now. But I think that if there was a legacy, it would have to be the best of, not the worst of.
I think so too. Has to be celebration.
Like, those are cast now. They're meant to, you know, it's like this, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not where I am in my life. I'm with a guy who's really funny and makes me laugh every day. And you know, if the fans aren't laughing at the watching the show, then it's the wrong show for me.
I agree. I that's all, why for me, New York historically was always my favorite because I laugh so much with you guys.
Well, Bethany, by the way, Bethany has those great one-liners. Nobody.
Of course.
You know what? I met her match, and I told her that on the flight. I said I met a guy. This guy Gary has one-liners like you, and I'll give you a little secret. If you go on my post of the Bethany Jill photo, there's a tagline that I wrote. What did I write, Gary?
Pleasant flight, no turbulence.
Pleasant flight, no turbulence. Now, who do you think wrote that?
I'm guessing Gary.
You bet.
I wanted to write if this plane goes down, there's no legacy show. You wouldn't
know. No, because it wasn't even funny. But on Bethany, he commented on Bethany's post and also said something funny. What did you say?
Bethany's post?
Yeah. When she put on her post, you wrote something on her post.
Oh, the seatbelts came off.
The seatbelts came off. Oh, you said no seatbelts came off.
No, the seatbelts came off.
Oh, he said the seatbelts came off. So he's got that one-liner.
The quick, the wittiness, the quickness. Yeah.
Like a Jewish Dr. Seuss.
Like a Jewish Dr. Seuss.
I like that.
He writes these poems for me. He hasn't written one in a long time. And he would write this da-da-da-da-da pantagram, you know, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. So smart. And so I could see him and Bethany. It's like the battle of those one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't say anything. Don't say.
But yeah, Gary. Yeah. Don't give too much away.
Save it for the right moment. Exactly. Yeah, I guess.
Headline. Bethany flirting with Jill Swinton.
Yeah.
No headline. There's so much good stuff and funny stuff. That's what people loved about the Jill and Bethany. You know, to me, honestly, the Legacy show, it's like Sex in the City without Samantha. I didn't watch it. I was a huge fan of Sex in the City. When Samantha didn't come back, neither did I. Because it could be a great show, but it's not Sex in the City without Samantha. I'm sorry.
And we want Roni.
And I feel like Roni. And it's not just Jill and Bethany. It's Jill, Bethany,
it's the crew.
Ramona,
it's the crew.
Luann,
yeah.
And Alex. It's all of us. It's not like this.
People, I do see on TikTok and social and stuff, people loved Alex. The Johan face.
That's what I feel like. That there's the season the four.
And it's a Johan face. About the modeling when Ramona walks out like a
that's
giraffe.
That's iconic. But I think Allie, you're right. Like, I think what we talked about earlier about season four being sort of reframed in hindsight, I think Alex McCord has been kind of reframed a little bit by people. And people always liked Alex, but I think there's an appreciation for her that wasn't necessarily there. No, yeah, exactly. Like, I think a decade ago it wasn't there.
Realize, you know, and maybe you do now because it's so many years, you know, she was 30, early 30s.
Right.
A young mommy, two little babies. You know, we had older kids, not much older. I mean, Allie was, but she was 14. Mm-hmm. We were a different generation than her.
Right.
And she really got the short end of the stick because we were experienced New Yorkers and she wasn't even from New York, but it was her whole trying to fit in.
Right. From Brooklyn. Right. Exactly.
No, but it was, you know what? You cannot recreate it. It's
no,
just
you
so
can't. It was magic. It was really magic.
I think, can you ever really have a show like that again? No, is Legacy going to be as good as the original? It could be better, but it has to be done.
Done the certain right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if they're willing to do that. So
right, I agree. Well, Jill, this has been so much fun. I can't wait for everyone to hear this and also watch Ultimate Girls Trip. The first two episodes are fantastic, especially the second one with you on it. Yeah, I've watched the first two. I didn't watch the third one because
I started to really come into it.
Right.
But I think this is one of the shows that is going to get better as you watch it.
I think so too.
You don't blow it in the first one and then you're disappointed every other episode because nothing happens. The explosion that starts in the first, it only gets better and better and better.
I love it. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
And I think Bluestone Manor, you know, whatever it's called, is beautiful, you know, and I think it's great eye candy for people to watch. It's just a beautiful estate, in my opinion.
And also we're all used to, we love the Berserkshires. Like that's the, we love those episodes of Roni. So it's fun for us to be back there.
But I don't think you ever got to see, according to Dorinda, you never really got to see the property because it was always filmed in the winter.
You're right. Yeah. So we're getting a different view of it.
It's like a housewife, you know what I mean? It's got its
totally own. It's a character.
Walls can talk.
Exactly. I feel like we could talk for 2 hours, but I'll stop recording for us and I'll see you tonight at the party.
See you tonight.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In the Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson Johns, at Gibsonoma on Twitter and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our interviews, past and future, by searching We Should Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Hope to see you next time.